I'm going to let Ed and Maggie tell you a little bit about themselves, their family, their testimony, and why they're doing this church planting residency. They hail from Lancaster, but they are involved and invested here at Living Hope Church for at least the next 17 months. And so looking forward to you hearing from them now and you getting to know them in the next year and more to come.
Thanks, Tim. Good morning, church. As you heard, my name is Ed Mejia. This is my wife, Maggie. This is our son, Joseph, Elijah, and Olivia. We are originally from Brooklyn, New York, and we have been living in Lancaster for the last 11 years. I grew up in a charismatic background, grew up in the church around 9 years old, just wanted to know Jesus better, love him better. But I wasn't fully taught how to understand the fullness of the gospel at a young age. I understood the gospel as the message for unsaved people, but I never really saw it as all of life. And through many trials and many struggles, God in his grace and providence, I remember I had an accountability friend. It's my best friend still. His name is Stephen. He lent me this book called The Cross-Centered Life by C.J. Mahaney and also Finally Alive by John Piper. And those books blew my mind, to say the least. At that point, I finally understood, man, the gospel is everything in life, right? And so my wife and I met in Brooklyn. We met in youth group. Our brother was the youth pastor there, and he was my best friend, so I had a homie to help me out, to land my Puerto Rican princess, right? And through that, we met there, and her journey's a little different from mine, and she'll share that in a second, and then I'll let you know how we feel about this residency and what's our heart for planting in a second. Honey?
Hi, everyone. So I have my jacket on because I'm always cold, I promise. Just in Hispanic culture, if you wear your jacket indoors, it means you don't want to be there. I promise you I want to be here. So, and I make jokes when I'm nervous. So, my grandfather was a Pentecostal pastor, and so I grew up with Pentecostal roots. And so just growing up and seeing everything, there was like a lot of legalism surrounding that. And so when Ed and I met and we moved and had the babies and all of that, we just were super excited to learn. I think when he was going to LBC, I remember him just coming home with all of these terms that I didn't understand. And I was just like, okay, so I was willing to learn. And the more I learned, the more I fell in love with Christ, the more I fell in love with the church, the more I fell in love with God's people. And my heart specifically, and I know Ed will get into planting and both of our hearts, I told Ed that this residency is not his residency, it's our residency. And so we are very vocal about that in the house, and we're very on board as a team. And so that was the first thing. And then the second thing, my heart specifically for church planting is to reach people who have had a religious background but never understood the gospel. And so in saying that, because I had so many things that I had to unlearn, I just feel that, you know, our mission and everything that God has put us here for is to do that, is to kind of like untangle some of these things that people have to unlearn in order to really see Christ for who he is and, you know, all of his fullness. So I'm excited.
Yeah, this residency came at just a great time. For about 3 years, we felt God was calling us to plant, but to be completely honest, we never felt fully secure to go out and do it. And here's predominantly why. Probably in the last 10 years, church planting became a lot more, for lack of better words, popular. I had a lot of personal friends who actually launched out, and guys who knew more than me, way more gifted in leadership than me, and I saw how hard it was for them. And I think partially was because there was still some training necessary. There was a support system to be built. There was new challenges that they could have been prepared for. And as I kind of observed that, I said, I need some serious training. And the last thing I want is to start a church, plant a church, and in the process of it, not be able to keep my family at the end of it, you know? I want to be faithful to the end, you know? And so I just knew we needed to get some more training. And similar to the example we gave with the doctors, I felt the same exact way. We're dealing with souls, we're dealing with lives, we're dealing with families, and the better equipped we are for this, I think it's going to help us exponentially. And so, yes, the residency sounded like literally everything we were hoping to find in a residency, we found in it, and then some. You know, I just want to, you know, while out here, I'm here to say thank you to Tim, all the elders, and the church. Thank you guys so much. You guys have been extremely welcoming to us. It's been a real blessing. Our heart for planting is, like my wife said, is we want to create a safe place for people to explore, experience, and express Jesus. We want those who never knew him to get to know him. We want those who think they knew him to come to really find the joy, the freedom of being set free by the gospel and being loved by the Father and being redeemed fully. Amen. And so that's our heart. We just want to share that with others. We want to see families transformed, communities touched, and we want it to go from generation to generation. And just being able to see what you guys have been able to do in 13 years, or what God has done rather here with all of you in 13 years, it's extremely inspiring. And so when Tim came, he's like, get to know a little about us. I was like, just amazed at the work of God, the hand of God in this place. So we are definitely excited of being here. We look forward to getting to know you all, to serve you all, to serve with you all. And thank you again for welcoming us to Living Hope. Thank you, guys.